We appreciate Brother Rendell. He needs no introduction, really. But I'm going to tell you something about this young man, and I told him. I really love him. I really appreciate him. Brother Rendell has told me many times that I was always an inspiration to him. I don't know what really the essence of that statement is, but I appreciate that I do enter his mind. And folks, we need to pray for him in Canada. If they were in Forest City, Arkansas, we'd still need to pray for him. Let's pray for their ministry. God can use this fine young couple. Amen. Church, we appreciate them, don't we? Praise the Lord. Appreciate where he came from, his teachings. I really appreciate that. So tonight, we're just looking for a great message from him. I'm glad I stayed. Let everyone stand tonight and just say, God bless Brother Rendell. He comes to bring us the word of God. Praise God.
Praise God. Well, it's wonderful to be in revival in the Apostolic Church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Revival is here. But I want to tell you something. Revival's in Dawson Creek, British Columbia, too. And I'll tell you something else. The hardest thing I've ever done in my life is come back to the Apostolic Church today. Because revival is up there so strong, I had a hard time leaving. But I'm so glad that when I got here, it was here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in St. John, the first chapter, something like this. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now let me explain a little more why it was hard for me to come back. I've been homesick ever since I've been there. I've been longing to see you people again. I don't like the snobbish ways of the Canadians in the area where I live. I live in the midst of one of the coldest places on earth. It snowed there just a few days ago. I live on a dusty street. I live in a wicked, perverse city where people hate Pentecost. And I get stared at with stares of people that look like they'd like to murder me. And I had a man just a few days ago, which was typical of many people, come by a table where I was sitting at a restaurant drinking a cup of coffee with a drunkard. And he just looked at me as if he defied the very presence of a preacher in that restaurant. And he didn't know what to say. He didn't know how to put it in words, so he just said, "No!" and stomped out. I've preached with people throwing rocks at my church, and I couldn't hardly stand to leave there because God is filling people with the Holy Ghost. And I've learned more about the power than I've ever known before. I was telling the people Thursday night, just two nights ago, I quoted this scripture, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And I read that verse of scripture that I just quoted a few minutes ago. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. While I was preaching to one side of the church completely filled with sinner people who knew nothing about God. More sinners in the church than there was saints. And the saints were over here shouting and speaking in tongues because they had learned about the power of the name of Jesus and what it means to believe on him as the scripture has said. And I watched the horrified looks on their faces. Somebody over here raised their hand and started screaming, "I love you, Jesus." Another young brother on this side started shouting and jumping about 2 feet off the floor. I saw a lady back there grab her ears with her hand and said, "I can't take no more. I can't take no more." And she got up and started out. And a young man who was talking about getting baptized in Jesus' name, he said, "Lady, he's doing the best he can." He said, "It's just a little wild, isn't it?" She said, "You better believe it's wild." Out the door she went. Then he came and talked to me after church and said, what made her so mad? I said, don't worry about it. She's just under conviction. Praise God. I don't know where to start. There's no beginning. It started on the day of Pentecost. Praise God. And it's not me. It's not you. But revival is in the land. It's around the world. And I can't wait to get back to Dawson Creek. It's not because I don't love you, but I may be there the rest of my life. Hallelujah. And you say, oh, Brother Rutledge, don't do that. Brother Rendell, don't leave. Don't take your family off the state. Listen, I want to tell you something. I have never known the perfect will of God like I know the perfect will of God now. Praise God. I'm in the perfect center of the will of God. Hallelujah. Now, I may move back here next week, but if I do, it's going to be because I'm in the will of God. Praise God. I wrote home a few days ago about this drunk who came into my office and he opened up the Bible and he said, Preacher Rutledge, I don't want to offend you, but he said, I read in the Bible last night and I can prove it. In fact, I studied on it all night long that it's all right to drink. And I suppose he was drinking while he was studying it. But he opened up his Bible and he read to me out of the book of Proverbs. I forget where it is, but you can look it up. It's there. There is a scripture that says, let him drink. Let him drink. He pointed to it. He said, let him drink. And he started almost rejoicing in my office. And he said, Brother Rutledge, listen, I love beer and God too. And I said, Alan, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Let me read it. And I looked at it, and evidently he only read those three words all night long. Because the verse above it said, let him that is ready to perish drink. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish. I said, are you ready to perish, Alan? Next verse after it said, open the mouth of the dumb. I said, Alan, are you dumb enough to kill yourself by drinking? He said, Pastor Rutledge, you didn't read like that last night. But I wrote home about that. I was rejoicing because there was such a change in that young man's life just about 3 weeks ago. After that little conversation, he stopped drinking. He said, I'm through with it. God has spoken to my heart. I'm not going to ever do it again. See, drinking intoxicating liquor up there is just a way of life, like you drink a Coca-Cola. They don't think anything about opening a can of beer and drinking. It's an everyday thing. High school children, everybody drinks. It's just another thing to do. But he said, God has spoken to my heart and told me not to drink. And then we were sitting there talking together as this man came by the table and said, no. A group of sinners gathered around smoking the cigarettes, blowing smoke into my face. In fact, I'm almost addicted to cigarettes, I believe. I haven't had one in my mouth, but I've been smoking a lot lately. Because it seems like everybody I talk to puffs right in my face. Seems like the devil's wanting just to blow a little more smoke my way. And he's trying to agitate me. But I was so happy when right in the middle of smoking a cigarette, he put his cigarette down and he said, listen, I don't think God wants me to smoke. And I never told him he shouldn't smoke. And then he said, Pastor Rutledge, baptize me in the name of Jesus. And I did. And just like Chip seems to be doing here, this young man has gone all over town talking about the wonderful, wonderful way of worship. Jesus' name. He says, you got to meet my sister. She hates Pentecost. She hates you people. She says you're a bunch of radical holy rollers. I said, let's go meet her, Alan. We walked in. And listen, I'm not normally like this, but I've received some power that I didn't really understand until recently. Even more power than I knew that I had. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on his name. I'm not going to hold you long, and I'm almost through, but because I could go on and on and on. I could tell you how many, many Indians have just come into our church and said, God led me here. I felt something. I didn't know how they believed. I opened up my Bible and I began to preach Acts 2:38 in Jesus' name and the Holy Ghost. I found out that they've been out there preaching the same thing to one another because it was revealed to them that you need to speak in tongues and be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I know I sound like a missionary come to town, and I'm wanting you to think, you know, oh, he's really doing something. No, that's not it. I'm telling you that I've learned something about the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to brag, and the more I talk about it, the more I know I sound like I'm exaggerating. But listen, I'm not telling it as big as I ought to be telling it because it's all around. Just before I got on the plane to come up here, I went by a businessman's office, a printer who I hardly know. I said, I want to pick up my business cards. He said, listen, my wife and I have been talking. We're going to start coming to your church. When I was a child, I was a Pentecostal boy. I don't know where, but he said, when you get back from Arkansas, you'll see me in the house of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm not going to be surprised if 25 or 30 or 100 or if an entire church is converted while I'm down here worshiping God with you in revival in the apostolic church. Because revival's on everywhere, and God's getting His church ready. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's getting His church ready. Praise God. It's so beautiful to realize that the gospel we preach is 100% backed up in this book. I'm so glad that I don't have to go down the street knocking on doors with some other book besides this book. Because there are things in this book that contradict what I've been taught in this other book. I'm glad I don't have to knock on the door saying, listen, there's some things you need to know. It's not in here, but it's in here. I'm glad that my doctrine and what I have learned is not based on the philosophies of men and on the rudiments of this world. But I'm glad that as it happened just a few nights ago, we sat down, my wife and I, at our table in our kitchen with Frank and Debbie Weeb. Young couple, hungry for more about God, wanting to know. She had gotten down on her knees in the Alliance Church and said, oh God, if there's something more for me, lead me. And then a couple of days later, a drunkard who was just 2 days before trying to convince me that it's all right to drink, knocked on her door and said, I found the church. I found the church. And we were sitting there looking at the book together. And he said, if you can show me where in the Bible that it says you're supposed to speak in tongues to know that you've got the Holy Ghost, he said, I'll accept it. And I just started turning and my hand just fell on a scripture. And it said something to this effect, for we heard them speak with tongues. And I backed up and I began to read it more and more. And I said, Frank, let's read it together. And we opened it up and we started reading right straight out of the Bible in the book of Acts. Acts the 10th chapter, about a man whose name was Cornelius. And we read how that Peter preached to this man and his entire household. And while he was preaching to them, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And we read together, and I pointed to the scripture as Frank looked at the Bible with me. And with great concern, he began to read with me, and as I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell upon them.
Lord,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. As on us at the beginning. Hallelujah. He read along with me. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. I moved my hand around upon the page, and I began to see other scriptures. And we just looked at it together as God opened His understanding. And we read about how Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. And we went on down and we read, to Him gave all the prophets witness that through His name whosoever believeth in Him shall receive the remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished. And as many as came with Peter, because it on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues. For they heard them speak with tongues. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Oh, and it's in this book. It's in this book. Hallelujah! Let's praise Him. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Frank said it. He said, "I see it. It's there, and that's good enough for me."
Oh, thank God for an honest heart. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! So we don't know what's going to happen there. We don't know what's going to happen here. I know I'm going to have to be here for a few weeks because I've got to go to Atlanta, Georgia to meet immigration. But I can't wait to get back because God has showed me that I have received power to be a witness for Him in Dawson Creek, British Columbia, where people know nothing about God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Praise God. And also in Pine Bluff. Also in St. Louis. Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, the uttermost parts of the world, we are chosen witnesses unto Him.
Hallelujah.
Because we've received power. I want to ask you this question in closing. Have you received Him? The Bible said, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to as many as believe on His name. I'm so glad that I believe on His name. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that when I baptize in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that when I pray for the sick, I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that when I do the things that I do all in the name of Jesus. For there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Hallelujah.
Have you received Him? His own didn't receive Him, but the leper received Him, and suddenly his leprosy was gone. His own wouldn't know Him, but the blind man conceived of Him enough and believed in Him enough that he said, "Oh, that I might receive my sight." And suddenly he was seeing again. The multitude came to him and said, "Depart out of our coast. We don't want anything to do with you." But there stood a man there who had been possessed with an evil spirit, clothed and in his right mind. He received Him. And to as many as received Him, to them gave He power. Power to become the sons of God. As believe on His name. Praise God. We're looking forward to this weekend. We're looking forward to people getting the Holy Ghost here. I love the work of God more than I've ever loved it before. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm homesick for heaven. And I want to go home one of these days, and I want to bring some sheaves with me, saying, "Lord, thank You for Your word. Thank You for a gospel that's not only something that I believe in, but I can just open the book and say, 'Here, sinner, read it.'" And I can go in the other room and watch him come in there with a tear in her eye saying, "It says it. It says it. There's one God. There's one God. I understand it. I understand it. Not because of my word, but because of God's word." Hallelujah. As many as receive Him, to them gave He power. Have you received Him? Shall we stand?
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's praise
Hallelujah,
Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Oh, praise Him in the morning.
Oh, praise Him.
Praise Him in the noontime.
Praise Him.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Praise Him.
Hallelujah.
Come on, praise Him when the sun goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's praise Him. Oh,
name.
you do, you've got the power to be his child. Come on, let's all come and worship him. Let's all come together and worship him. Hallelujah. Praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Receive him tonight. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Let's pray for this man. He wants to receive him. He wants to receive him tonight.